Tuesday, November the 23rd, 10:16 Kislev 5771. Day 3 before Shabbat, Parsha Vayeshev, and he settled. Genesis 39.
Joseph a slave in Egypt.
Joseph was brought down to Egypt. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the hand of the Ishmaelites that had brought him down there. Yahweh was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. His master saw that Yahweh was with him, and that Yahweh made all that he did prosper in his hand. Joseph found favor in his sight. He ministered to him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. It happened from the time that he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that Yahweh blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of Yahweh was in all that he had, in the house and in the field. He left all that he had in Joseph's hand. He didn't concern himself with anything, except for the food which he ate. Joseph was well built and handsome. It happened after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and said to his master's wife, "Behold, my master doesn't know what is with me in the house, and he has put all that he has into my hand. He isn't greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you were his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, and sin against Elohim?" As she spoke to Joseph day by day, he didn't listen to her, to lie by her, or to be with her. About this time, he went into the house to do his work, and there were none of the men of the house inside. She caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." He left his garment in her hand, and ran outside. When she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and had run outside, she called to the men of her house, and spoke to them, saying, "Behold, he has brought in a Hebrew tools to mock us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. It happened, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me, and ran outside." She laid up his garment by her, until his master came home. She spoke to him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew servant, whom you have brought to us, came into me to mock me, and it happened, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me, and ran outside." It happened, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "This is what your servant did to me," that his wrath was kindled. Joseph's master took him, and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in custody. But Yahweh was with Joseph, and showed kindness to him, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, he was responsible for it. The keeper of the prison didn't look after anything that was under his hand, because Yahweh was with him, and that which he did, Yahweh made it prosper. John 10.
Yeshua the true shepherd.
Most certainly, I tell you, one who doesn't enter by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But one who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. Whenever he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they don't know the voice of strangers. Yeshua spoke this parable to them, but they didn't understand what he was telling them.
Yeshua the good shepherd.
Yeshua therefore said to them again, "Most certainly, I tell you, I am the sheep's door. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved, and will go in and go out, and will find pasture. The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand, and not a shepherd, who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and flees. The wolf snatches the sheep, and scatters them. The hired hand flees because he is a hired hand, and doesn't care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and I am known by my own, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice. They will become one flock with one shepherd. Therefore the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down by myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I received this commandment from my Father. Therefore a division arose again among the Judeans because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon, and is insane. Why do you listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the sayings of one possessed by a demon. It is impossible for a demon to open the eyes of the blind, is it?"
The shepherd knows his sheep.
It was the feast of Hanukkah at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Yeshua was walking in the temple, in Solomon's porch. The Judeans therefore came around him and said to him, "How long will you hold us in suspense? If you were the Messiah, tell us plainly." Yeshua answered them, "I told you, and you don't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify about me. But you don't believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I told you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give eternal life to them. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
Renewed efforts to stone Yeshua.
Therefore the Judeans took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Judeans answered him, "We don't stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself Elohim." Yeshua answered them, "Isn't it written in your law, 'I said, you were mighty ones'? If you call them mighty ones, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture can't be broken, do you save him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world? You blaspheme, because I said, 'I am the Son of Elohim'? If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. But if I do them, though you don't believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in the Father." They sought again to seize him, and he went out of their hand.
The believers beyond Jordan.
He went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John was immersing at first, and there he stayed. Many came to him. They said, "John indeed did no sign, but everything that John said about this man is true." Many believed in him there. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.